8-year-old who waited patiently for the president's attention steals the show by getting a kiss on the head as Trump signs right to try into law. An 8-year-old boy who helped inspire federal legislation giving the terminally ill the right to try experimental drugs stole the show on Wednesday at a bill signing event. The boy, Jordan McLean, of Indianapolis, Indiana, left his wheelchair to stand at the president's side as Donald Trump inked his name to the legislation. While the president was passing out signing pens to the event's participants, the boy repeatedly went in for a hug. After several attempts, the president rewarded him with an embrace and a kiss. He also gave McLean the pen he'd just used to sign to the act that passed 3 years ago in Indiana after a lobbying campaign led by the boy's mother, Laura, who was also present. As Trump delivered his remarks in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building's South Court Auditorium, he gave McLean a special acknowledgement. "If I looked like that, I would have been president 10 years earlier," the president abruptly remarked, commenting that McLean has beautiful hair. Trump told the audience that included several lawmakers who were instrumental to the bill's signing, "If I had that face, if I had that head of hair, I would have been president so long ago. That's great." Jordan McLean suffers from Duchenne muscular dystrophy, DMD, a fatal disease that typically confines the afflicted to a wheelchair by age 12 and takes their lives on average at age 25. His mother, Laura, has said in news accounts that 3 years ago, in 2015, when Jordan was 5, they heard about the right to try law. At the time, Jordan didn't qualify for a clinical trial. She brought him to the state house in Indiana and lobbied state lawmakers to pass right to try. Vice President Mike Pence, then the governor of Indiana, signed the bill in 2015 with Jordan at his side. The family later found out that because the FDA is a federal agency, it takes a federal law to give patients the approval they needed to access experimental drugs. In the meantime, she says, Jordan made it into a clinical trial and started accessing a drug that they believe is slowing the progress of his disease, she said in a March video created for House Republicans.